There was a famous narration where a king in the Indian subcontinent was walking along the river, and a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah, was sat by the riverside. So the king, with his entourage, was walking past, and he said, "Where do you live? Why are you here?" He said, "Well, I live by the riverside." He said, "Have you got a house?" He said, "No, this is where I spend my time." He said, "Well, what about the weather? What happens when things, you know, it's raining, it's snowing, it's cold, it's windy?" He said, "None of it bothers me." He said, "Have you got a family?" He says, "No, I don't have anything." He says, "Oh, right." He says, "But doesn't this weather and all these difficulties bother you?" He says, "No, they don't. And in any event, all this happens because of my will. Because I will, the sun shines. Because I will, the wind blows. Because I will, the rain rains." So suddenly this king was intrigued. He said, "What are you talking about? All this happens with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Doesn't happen with your will." And this friend of Allah Azza wa Jal said, "Oh dear king, you haven't understood what I am saying. Since I struck a friendship with Allah Azza wa Jal, I haven't kept a will of my own. Whatever the will of my creator is my will. If Allah Azza wa Jal wants it to rain, my will is that it rains. And I'm at peace with that. If Allah Azza wa Jal wants the winds to blow, I want the winds to blow because that is the command of my Lord. And I'm happy with that. If the sun comes out, that is the command of Allah, but it is my will as well because I have lost my will in the will of my creator." Now in there is a very, very precious madani pearl. And that is that a lot of time when we are upset, when we are depressed, when we are anxious, something has happened that we don't agree with. And that has made us depressed. Why? Because there is the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. And there is my heart's desire. And the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal is absolute. My heart's desires are fake, are weak, are not important. But I stick to these rather than accepting the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I say, "What if this had happened? What if that had happened? What if that had happened?" Rather than saying, "This was the will of my Lord. This was the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this happened because Allah Azza wa Jal commanded it." And that conflict in our mind creates a lot of our anxiety, a lot of our depression, and a lot of our difficulties. When I want something to happen, and it doesn't happen according to my will, my faith becomes stronger. Because I know that there is a will greater than mine, and that is the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is something that we need to develop. If you've done everything you could possibly have done, or even if you haven't, but something has happened, once it has happened, yes, learn lessons from it, but at the same time, accept it as the will of Allah Azza wa Jal.